Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Do we risk our politicians being too afraid to speak out about issues because of the backlash that they could or might receive from it? Public figures, it seems, are just becoming increasingly afraid to talk about certain particular issues in face of online harassment and the backlash that often comes with it. And Fine Gael councillor Eileen Lynch is with me on the line today because, Eileen, you've been at the receiving end of this online abuse that I've mentioned. What's your experience?
I suppose, look, I've had mixed experiences. I was elected to the council in 2019. I've been, I suppose, fortunate in a way. I've received very little actual in-person abuse. It has been largely online, and again, on a different range of topics, whether it's to do with my party. Got a lot of abuse here, local town, various things that I've advocated for. It really depends.
Is it personal to you?
Sometimes it is, but what I would say is very noticeable, that it's very gender based, that, you know, you get insulted about how you look, you're called, you know, words that are very specific to women. And I mean, I'm not taking away from the male politicians who receive abuse because this is a large scale problem across the board. But the one thing that I would say is that when it's aimed at women, in my experience and seeing and, you know, hearing from other female councillors and TDs and senators, when it comes to women getting abuse, it is very gendered and it's not the same kind of abuse that men are getting. So we're getting what they're getting plus the personal stuff.
Do you find that it's like, are there certain social media sites that, you know, you're more prone to become the target of this kind of commentary?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think Twitter is the worst. For that reason, I very seldom engage in Twitter. I share things, but I very, very seldom put up, you know, opinions or information on it, because what I've noticed in relation to Twitter is that, so, you know, it's very general. I don't know, is it just people who have little else to do, but, you know, seeing comments that in no way relate to me, like things like, you know, she doesn't deserve to be in the Dáil, etc. And it's like, actually read whatever you're giving out about. I'm a councillor in Midcork. So, you know, I think it's just for the sake of giving out rather than that's Eileen Lynch, we want to give out to her. I think it's just a general, that's, you know, overall my experience. Yeah. Obviously there are some personalised things, but I think a lot of it is just kind of general vitriol. And I do think you see that an awful lot on social media, but particularly on the Twitter platform, because you've so many profiles on there that are, you know, faceless, nameless, and it's easy to throw this kind of thing out there.
At its worst, Eileen, at its absolute worst, what's the what have you had to deal with?
I suppose, look, I did receive a death threat at one point. I had to go to the Gard about it. I was fairly lax about it, to be brutally honest, but it was speaking to other party colleagues. They said, look, you need to report this. And friends of Gard were very helpful. They traced the phone, but it was a burner phone. They couldn't do anything about it. And I just think it's insane that in my role as a councillor, that is sometimes what you're dealing with. Now, I will say that threat was an isolated incident. I've received other threats, but nothing. That is the only actual one where,
Eileen,
like,
that,
you know,
like that, you know,
you deserve to be executed.
Yeah, that is, you know, that really is, that's it at its absolute worst. Like, that's shocking.
It is. Yeah, and I mean, I think it's such a massive affront to our democracy. You know, we're very lucky here in that we do have a democracy. We have a transferable vote, which is a very fair system. If somebody has an issue with me or another politician in terms of my work ethic, what I stand for, what I do, what I don't do, don't vote for me. Use your vote at the ballot. Because, you know, as I said, we are lucky in terms of the democratic system that we have here. And you know, for the most part, I'm just going about my day, trying to do my job, trying to do the best for the people that I represent. And, you know, we recently had a local election. I was very lucky to be re-elected. But, you know, I do think it's a real threat to democracy, this kind of abuse, because, firstly, as I said, it's completely unnecessary. If you don't like somebody, don't vote for them. And that's what I tell people myself. If they're giving out about me personally, I say, that's fine. You know,
yeah,
you vote,
vote,
you do with it what you want. Yeah, but I do know it's deterring an awful lot of people into politics and staying in politics.
But that's the point. And of course, like, I can fully understand why people would be hesitant to speak out and give, you know, personal opinion on certain issues when you have in the past received a death threat over it. Like, that's, you know, it's, and there is an impact of this. There's a huge impact on democracy and on people airing their views and opinions on particularly controversial issues, if this is the kind of stuff you could potentially have to deal with.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I mean, in terms of the online thing, we've definitely seen, like, I'm with Cork County Council, several councillors stepping down this time, and that was one of their reasons. You've seen a lot of TDs in the past 12 months saying they're not running for election. And again, whilst that kind of thing may not be the entire reason, it forms part of the reason for almost every politician that I've seen say they're not running again within the past 12 months. And I think the other thing, which is where we need to be really wary, is when you look at the threats of, say, the likes of Simon Harris received, Helen McEntee's received, because there is a personal safety element here. And to an extent, I suppose, personally, when I got elected first, these things really upset me. Now I kind of, you know, take it on the chin. But at the same time, in the interest of my own safety, I do sometimes have to troll through them to just make sure that there's nothing there that's actually, you know, could be a threat. And I know that seems far-fetched.
Yeah, no,
but as we're seeing what's happening, you do have to take that into account.
Eliza O'Donovan is a Social Democrat councillor in Limerick as well. Eileen, Eliza's also with us on the line. Have you experienced this, Eliza?
Yeah, I think that everything is said there, I would really echo. You know, I think that as well, if we had had this conversation in 2019 when I first got elected, you know, I would say that, oh, it's minimal and, you know, you just block and ignore. I think what we have seen in the last election, I think it's very interesting actually seeing some UK politicians coming out and saying this, the similar thing today. That the most recent local election, and I also ran in the mayoral election here in Limerick as well, was the worst election that I have ever been through in my life. And it's a similar thing that women in the UK are saying now today as well. This isn't just isolated to social media. It was maybe 5 years ago, but now we can't, it's not just happening online. We know that women politicians, while they were canvassing, were being followed and filmed. It happened to me twice. Letters are being sent to people's homes. So the harassment is not just online. It is extending to our everyday lives. And it's got a really, really chilling effect on our democracy. And particularly on women engaging in politics as well.
Are you nervous then about speaking out on particular issues? For fear of being targeted.
Yeah, I have. And I've spoken about this actually extensively in the past, that you definitely do, I think, shrink yourself a little bit more in politics. I am someone who would speak out very passionately on different issues. But when you do that, you face a backlash. And particularly with women online, we do face a backlash in relation to that. I've certainly stopped talking about issues in relation to LGBTQI rights, trans issues, and racism and different issues like that, because I know it's just going to draw harassment on me. And I think for me, it's the accumulative effect, like over a number of years, people just saying the most derogatory, disgusting, abusive things to you every day. And it comes into your email box, it's texted to you, it's WhatsApped to you. It does have an impact on you and feeling safe in the world.
How do we change this? Or what could be done?
I think what we are doing now is going to change it. We have to speak up about what is happening. I have done that in the past, actually, in relation to, I was cyberflashed via WhatsApp. And when I spoke out about it at the time, other women came forward who had also been cyberflashed.
Just explain, what is that, Eliza? Sorry.
That's when an explicit sexual image is sent to you. So a sexual explicit image was sent to my WhatsApp. And this is a crime. It's harassment. And obviously, it's an explicit image. And when I came forward, other women came forward. And what actually happened in this incident was that the behaviour of this individual, who has been charged and has been given 5 months in prison, it had escalated. And he had been flashing people on trains. So we know when we don't speak up about this, that it leads to escalation of behaviour in everyday life. So we have to speak up about this, what is happening, and social media companies in particular have to stop allowing Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of those platforms to be a breeding ground for sexism and misogyny. because that is what is happening at the moment.
I've spoken about my own experience of this in the last year or so as well. And similar to you, Eileen, I kind of actually stopped using Twitter or X for, I've kind of stopped using it nearly completely, really, you know, because of the level of commentary and you know, just the general abuse that you kind of get off it beyond sort of resharing stuff maybe from the programme. I couldn't tell you when I last posted something on Twitter or X for that reason. But I suppose the knock-on of that then is that you can see how all of this would deter other people from, whether it's, you know, looking at a job in media or on radio or in your instance working in public life. You can see how this is a deterrent for people.
It absolutely is. And, you know, It's funny, I suppose, like in light of what you're saying there, that you did similar to me, that you just decided to back off from this platform. Like on Facebook, which is a lot more, I suppose, engaging, I find if I reply to some of these comments, then you kind of get a reaction of, oh, you know, you enjoy the drama, like you're looking for this.
And it's like, you can't win.
If I say nothing, I'm not replying. Yeah, I'm ignoring them. I'm above them. Yeah, if I do reply, sure, I'm asking for it. Why, you know, I'm courting this kind of attention. So you really can't win either way.
No, you can't. I don't think we're going to settle it here today either. But I do appreciate you both sharing your experiences with us on the programme. Eileen Lynch there, Fine Gael councillor and Sock Dem Social Democrat representative as well, Eliza O'Donovan.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.